Petersfield's Shine Radio.
This is Jo Gray, roving reporter at the Queen's Head, and I'm here with fellow volunteers. Very, very nice to see you both. So we've got Alan Kosh, who is a local resident of this lovely village, and Mandy P, you've come up for a special occasion.
Hello, hello, Joe. It's great to be here. It's fabulous, isn't it?
All very exciting. We've got local talent coming, and then we've got bands as well, haven't we?
It's great. I mean, it was 3 years ago, I think, Mandy, the last time we did this at the Queen's Head.
Can you believe
Tend to forget how long ago it was, but that was a great night, and tonight and today will be a great night and day.
And am I right in thinking the first one, was it tipping down with rain, or have I got that wrong?
The last one wasn't. It was wonderful because Mandy and I were playing air guitar on the stage to Rise and Shine.
Yes, by Mark Handley.
Yes,
Mark Handley himself.
Handley.
The voice of Rise and Shine.
And it was
bless him. He was playing, wasn't he?
Weren't we good?
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. You say it.
So, yeah, Mark Handley was on stage and he said, oh, here's my song, Rise and Shine. And me and Alan got up on the stage, obviously.
Is that going to happen tonight?
No, could do.
I'm going to wait and see.
There's a lot of bands here, Joe, as you know, tonight. And looking forward to it because we've got the showcase between five and seven. And then Mark. Mark Venice has got his band.
He's got his own band, and he's married to one of our amazing volunteers too.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So we're kicking it off with Ruby and Abby at 5 o'clock, and
that's her daughter.
My daughter.
Right. Okay.
And then we've got the lovely Claire Baker, who is Millie in Pebble Beach, 5:30. 6 o'clock, we've got Paul Jupe from Berriton.
Who I've interviewed.
Singing Farmer. We love him.
And then
the wonderful Harry Marden.
So,
excellent. And do you know what, Joe?
Yeah.
The bonus is the weather.
Oh, the sun has come out. It looked a bit dubious this morning, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. But it's all gorgeous now, isn't it? And here comes Mark Venice. He's just going to have his little chat with us now.
Hello, Mark.
So it's about a year ago that I interviewed you, equally hot.
It was three times as hot. It was in East Meon, wasn't it?
It was East Meon, and it was a special school fundraiser.
That's right.
And Kirsty, shout out to Kirsty, Friday's Rise and Shine. It was the hottest day ever, and we kind of all melted, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It was fun, though. It was fun. It was in the middle of a field, wasn't it? Just outside of East Meon. Yeah. No, that was fun.
Lovely to see you again. What have you done in the last year?
We've released an album. So we released that in January. Got great reviews. You know, I would say it's sold to the roof, but you never know these days. It's had a fair few streams. And done a bunch of gigs, yeah. So it's been good.
And I'm sure... Mandy, I'm sure you've caught up with Mark between then and now.
Of course. I'm always playing him on my show, aren't I?
You are.
Always playing him on the show, yes.
I'm actually Mandy's waiter.
Mark
and I had a chat. How long ago, Mark? Was it about five months ago?
5 months ago, yeah.
And you told me all about your life and what you do in the entertainment world and how busy you are and all the...
Show business, baby.
Yeah. Producer, everyone. Hello.
Thanks, Mandy. I thought I was a waiter.
I keep offering to go to Cannes, you know, but he doesn't take me up on the offer.
You want him to take you?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Hadn't you literally just got back from Cannes last year? And then it was a field in East Meon.
Now, I did go to Cannes this year, but that was a month ago or so.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's always next year.
There's always next year, Mandy.
Just
absolutely. I'll keep your rosé cold on
the
croisette.
Thank you. Merci.
I'm here with Ruby and Abby, and you're obviously a duo, and you're here. Luckily, the sun is out, the people are out.
Yeah, a lovely day.
And you're the first to appear tonight, so we're here at the Queen's Head. So tell us about your music.
So we just really sing just for fun together, don't we?
Like, we've been doing it for about a year now, haven't we?
Yeah, we just sing for fun. We're not like... We do a few gigs around town and stuff. We've done We've done one in Guildford, we've done one here, we did one last week in Southampton. So we do a few gigs, but we want to gig more and more.
Yeah.
And we want to start writing our own music, because at the moment we do covers mainly.
We try and make it fun though. It's like...
Yeah, songs everyone knows, so it's a bit of fun. We like harmonies, a bit like country vibes. So yeah, we love singing together, and it sounds...
Yeah, our voices just...
They just go
well together.
As they are now in this interview. So how did you meet?
Oh, we met in Southampton, and then she went to Australia last year. So I went out last year for like a month and a half to see her there. And then now she's back in Southampton, and then we just started playing music together, really.
That's it, wasn't it?
Just from Southampton, knowing people and then meeting
each other.
If you've got connections, is it all through music? Do you think that really helps?
Oh, yeah. Music definitely brings people together, 100%. I went to uni in Brighton, Music Uni in Brighton, and pretty much all my friends are from uni, and they're all musicians. So,
All of my friends are musicians.
They're all in bands or solo artists, doing really good. So music definitely brings people together, like the garden's full because everyone wants to listen to music. So, yeah, 100%. What about you, Abby? What do you think?
Yeah, I think music always brings people together because everyone loves music. So,
do you have the same taste in music?
Absolutely,
everything. Like country,
but
rock.
We like all the same songs. So if we're driving in the car, like we drove in the car together here today, obviously, and every single song we both know the words to, we sing along together.
It's like country to rock or just...
Pop, a bit of everything.
That's what's happening tonight. Exactly, there's a bit of everything, isn't there?
Exactly. I like going to gigs and seeing those different people you might not... I've seen before, like last week we played our little set, which we're going to do today, and then afterwards there was like an Irishy folk band.
Yeah, with, it was so good. The violin player was amazing.
All like cool drum kit, not like a, it was a little drum kit, but there was like, what are they called? Those, no, like, it's like a little drum and you can hit it with like a beater.
Yeah, it was really good. And you had the recorder as well.
Violins, recorders, flutes, and they were playing folk music. It was just great.
But it got everyone up. Everyone was just dancing.
Everyone
with each
was
other
dancing. And even if you don't know the song, even if it's like an original song, everyone loved it because it's got violins, you know, saxophone, all that gets everyone going. So, yeah.
Do you work in the music business?
I do. I actually teach music. So that's my job. I go to schools and teach bands, children from ages 4 to 11, how to be in a band, really. And they play a song at the end of the term in front of their schools and their parents. And yeah, that's my job. And then
I don't do it for a job. I'd like to though.
But we are in a band as well.
It's partly a job and we get paid for doing it. So
that's a bonus.
But I think all musicians should be paid because like obviously you practice and work hard. And then when you go...
But they all start from the bottom, don't they?
We get paid now for pretty much every gig we do. Yeah. But when I started, I did it all for free.
It's just to get you get yourself out there and...
And it's fun as well. It makes us happy playing music. We like singing together all the time and I'll sing. Yeah. I'm excited to gig now because it's a nice little canopy,
garden.
Really cute out
here.
Everyone's chilling. I think it's like perfect background music. If they want to dance, they can dance because there's a little dance floor. So yeah,
nice
perfect
temperature. Love it.
Claire, you are Million Pebble Beach.
That's right.
Tell us about your music. What kind of genre is it and what have we got to look forward to this evening?
I describe it as story songs on piano. So I've had quite a few musical incarnations through life. I've been in rock pop and indie pop bands. I've always written. And then when my last band finished, and I was in my 30s, I thought, I want to learn an instrument and go solo. So I suppose about 6 or 7 years ago I started gigging as Million Pebble Beach.
I love the name. Where does that come from?
Right, so I always like band names and thinking of band names, and my real life name, Claire Baker, is, I think, it's pretty boring standard, so I wanted something a bit different. It's a moniker which is a nod to an artist, Pete Codling, who on the Millennium, he established the 1 Million Pebbles project, and they were making ceramic pebbles. You still find them on South Sea Beach. So it's also a nod to the local area as well. And I love the sea, so it's, yeah.
You've just sparked a memory. I do remember that.
Yeah. Well, I think I've got three at home. You're supposed to put them back so people can keep finding them. It's incredible that you can still find them. And it's 24 years later, terrifying. But yeah.
So have you been over to what we call the Petersphere? Have you been over this way before?
The Petersphere. Yes, I have. I played here 3 years ago on the last music festival in this very garden. So I do know it. I'd like to come and do a few more events up this way. I mainly play in Portsmouth.
I'll let you enjoy your tea when it comes, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks for talking to me.
So I've just made a beeline for you, Paul. This is Paul Jupe. We've met a few times.
Oh, we have. Thank you. What a lovely day. It's lovely to be here.
Beautiful. You've got the right hat for it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. That's my trademark now, my hat.
Gives you a little bit of shade as well.
Yeah. Keep the sun out, which is great. It's a lovely setup here. Lovely stage and PA and everything. Really looking forward to going on pretty soon.
Have you played here before?
No, never played here before. So this is the first for me. So I'm really looking forward to it. It'd be great.
And what gems have we got installed tonight?
I'm going to do quite a few of my own little songs. And then I'll do probably a couple of covers, you know, Copperhead Road, something like that. So Steve Earle and see how it goes from there.
And of course, every time I see you, you've either been nominated or actually got another award. And I think there's something going on at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, I've been nominated for the UK Country Radio Awards up in Manchester, which I'm going up to later on in September this year. And then in August, I've been nominated again for 5 categories in the Atlanta International Singer-Songwriters Awards. So it's amazing. Just, truly blown away, which is crazy.
And from that last year, you've made so many, I say close friends, but the mileage, the distance between you.
Yeah.
Friends from around the world, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, like yourself, we kind of see each other and we're friends now. And it's, I say these people from around the world, they're just great people and we've all got the same interest, which really helps. And I'm in contact with them all the time, which is, without music, just shows how, important music is and what an incredible thing it is.
And already there's a lovely crowd.
Obviously, you're here for
the love of music.
Yeah, which is great. And I say they couldn't ask for a better day. So hopefully this will all hold out. And I'm itching to get on as soon as possible. So let's do this.
I am grabbing you straight off stage. Our last local showcase. Tell us who you are.
Harry Marden. I'm currently studying music tech at Liverpool. Got an EP out, sort of old stuff now, but I've got some new stuff coming pretty soon, hopefully. Been producing it all myself and everything, so yeah. And I don't know, none of those songs I've just played are going to be on it, but still, those are coming in soon, so yeah.
We love following local people. And do you have a connection? Who's your mum?
My mum does the weather. So if you're an avid Petersfield Shine Radio listener, then you will have definitely have heard narrowing away about the weather.
Do you write all your own stuff?
So 4 of the 5 that I just did were all my own. So besides the Sunshine on Leith one that I did, they were all my own. I've been writing since I was about 7-ish. So basically when I first picked up the guitar, and it's just kind of followed me all the way through life. And I I'd say the most valuable thing that I have to let out everything,
But, it's music.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of those songs are like pulling from a lot of experiences and everything, and I'm just glad that I have that outlet to let all of like emotions and things out of, But yeah.
You obviously have a lot of friends and family here today.
They're all at the front. I made my Auntie Jane cry with Sunshine on Leith, so yeah, so that was quite nice. Also, my girlfriend and her stepdad, who I played Sunshine on Leith at their wedding. So that was probably, that's why I dedicated that to him at the end. I was like, yeah, Tosh over there.
That is amazing. What's next on the agenda for you?
More releases, more gigs. I mean, I'm gigging a lot more in Liverpool at the minute. I've got two bands. One of them's called What's in Store. One of them's called Late Night Drive. And we're just going to be gigging a lot next year. I've got two releases ready to go. One of them's called Take Up All Your Time. One of them's called We Went to the Seaside. So they're both basically ready to roll. And I produced basically them myself. We went to the seaside. I did with some other guy that I met through Liverpool as well. Yeah, that's the plan.
We so have to get you on the local showcase with our very own Mandy P to talk more.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, that would be really good. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Just want to say, yeah, thanks to Shine Radio.
Juggerate with the most amazing Mandy P.
We've had a lovely time, haven't we? It's been wonderful.
A joy to be here, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
All about community and Shine Radio.
Fun afternoon, stroke evening, and I'm sure it's going to carry on and be fabulous till the end. It's going to be great.
Songs that shine forever. I'm so in love with you. Oh, no, no. And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.